So what's really going on here is the darkest people on the planet have been here the longest. And then it was either, well, what they call indigenous people of different continents, countries. That's the next wave of people. Or maybe they call them natives. That's the next wave of people. And then there's another wave of people, usually European descent. And then there's another wave of people. And this would be your really fair-skinned people. United Kingdom, for example. Which it's funny that it's called United Kingdom, to be honest. Because they are the youngest people on Earth. Yet they've got such a big, proud name. And I don't think that's a coincidence. And look at United States of America. Such a proud name. There are North America and South America, but we're the United States of America. So what does that mean? We're the center of all of the Americas? What does that even mean exactly? It doesn't even make sense. It's so ego-based. And we're not even united. I'd like to call it the States of the United People. That's what I would like to call it. That would make more sense if that was true, but it's not. So change your name. Ain't working out. It ain't honest. Oh, what a coincidence. A lot of people in the country aren't honest. They're not honest with themselves. They don't know how to be honest with themselves. They're so far lost and stressed. I feel frustration. Gotta let that out. My point was the darkest people have been here the longest. Therefore, they are the wisest. That's why they know how to live in the moment. That's why they're resilient. That's why they have so much love in their hearts. They are so kind. Because they remember, because they learned from Mother Earth and all the gods, Mother Universe, all the beings in the universe. It's time to show them that respect and honor them. Thank you.